You're listening to SBS News.
A week ago, pharmaceutical company Pfizer announced preliminary data from an ongoing study showed its experimental coronavirus vaccine is 90% effective. Now its competitor, Moderna, says its vaccine appears to be almost 95% effective. Dr. Stephen Hogue is Moderna's president.
It's a really important milestone in the fight against the pandemic because it demonstrates that our vaccine, mRNA-1273, is able to prevent COVID-19 disease, including severe disease in people who've received it. It's really just a milestone, though. We have a lot of work ahead of us. Knowing the vaccine is going to be effective is great news, but we still need to complete the regulatory process, which involves completing the study and generating more data, even some follow-up and safety data. And then, of course, we need to get busy manufacturing.
The results are based on interim data from a late-stage clinical trial involving 30,000 volunteers from different age groups and ethnicities. Dr. Hogue says the company hopes to have the vaccine approved for emergency use in the United States within weeks, pending more safety data and a regulatory review.
We hope to have about 20 million doses of the vaccine by the end of this year, by the end of the calendar year. And we're looking forward to making about 500 million to a billion doses next year. But that is going to be a 24/7 operation.
The World Health Organization has cautiously welcomed the news, but says it will take more than a vaccine to end the pandemic. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says his immediate worry is people becoming complacent.
While we continue to receive encouraging news about COVID-19 vaccines and remain cautiously optimistic about the potential for new tools to start to arrive in the coming months, right now, we're extremely concerned by the surge in cases we're seeing in some countries, particularly in Europe and the Americas.
The latest weekly average shows more than 148,000 new infections and 1,100 deaths are being reported across the US each day. 40 states have experienced record increases in COVID-19 cases in November, leading to some imposing further restrictions on the movements of their residents. 20 states have also seen a record rise in deaths this month, and 26 are reporting record hospitalizations. President-elect Joe Biden warns more people may die from COVID-19 if Donald Trump continues to block efforts for a smooth transition of power.
How do we get over 300 million Americans vaccinated? What's the game plan? It's a huge, huge, huge undertaking. If we have to wait until January 20th to start that planning, it puts us behind over a month, month and a half. And so it's important that it be done, that there be coordination now.
Sweden has announced it will impose tighter restrictions on its citizens in a week, limiting public gatherings to 8 people, down from a maximum of 300. The country has been experiencing a record number of infections in recent weeks that are burdening its healthcare system. Prime Minister Stefan Löfven is blaming the rise on complacency, but says he won't impose a national lockdown.
What we want to do at the national level now is to send this very clear, strong signal on the necessity of social distancing, of not spending time with people that you don't live with, and those kind of national measures. But these are in combination with the regional decisions that are made. So in total, we think this will give effect.
Russia is also ruling out a lockdown, even as it records its greatest daily increase, with more than 22,500 new infections. It's a different story in Germany, where Chancellor Angela Merkel wants to implement stricter measures across the country to fight its second wave. But the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states are resisting her efforts, with the country just 2 weeks into a partial nationwide lockdown. Ms. Merkel says she's agreed to postpone the decision to impose further restrictions or extend the current ones until next week.
Any contact that does not take place is good when it comes to fighting the pandemic. This means that we should only have the absolute necessary minimum of contact with others. And that is why we clearly say once again that private celebrations should be avoided completely. Private get-togethers with friends, relatives and acquaintances should be limited to a fixed additional household. That means always the same. And that also includes children and young people in families.
There's concern also in France, where the number of hospitalised coronavirus patients has reached an all-time high of almost 33,500, even as the number of new cases reaches a more than one-month low. Meanwhile, in Britain, the average number of new infections is now more than 25,000 per day, up from around 22,000 last week. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says thousands of people are continuing to experience symptoms months after they've contracted coronavirus. He says a network of 40 clinics will be set up across England by the end of the month to treat the serious impacts that fatigue, breathlessness, muscle pain and neurological problems have on the lives of so-called long COVID patients.
Long COVID shows that this virus can strike us all. And we must all do our bit to strike back by following the rules and denying the virus the connections that it needs to spread.
Closer to home, Pakistan has banned public rallies after recording four consecutive days of the highest coronavirus case increases since July. Several large religious and anti-government public rallies have been held in major cities in recent weeks. Prime Minister Imran Khan warns if the number of new COVID-19 infections continues to rise at its current pace, hospitals will become overwhelmed. And Japan is under increased pressure to reimpose a state of emergency after a daily record of more than 1,700 infections was registered on Saturday. Case numbers are particularly high in the northern island of Hokkaido and the western prefectures of Hyogo and Osaka. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.